this Shabbos is the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, before Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. The Shabbos before every Rosh Chodesh is Shabbos Mevorchim. You Mevorach the Chodesh. There's a whole tefillah that we mispavel, and when Klal Yisrael is Mevorach the Chodesh, Shabbos Mevorchim. It's a ganti hirotzin, a tefillah or a bracha, a bakasha, and a Mevorach the new Chodesh. The Shabbos before Tishrei, we're not Mevorach Chodesh Tishrei. Some say because we want to hide it from the Satan. We do a lot of things to be available to Satan. We want to be ma'arav the Satan. Rosh Hashanah is behalten. We don't announce it. There's a minig maybe by Rosh Chodesh Elul to also announce the Moed of Tishrei under have as a minig. We want to hide the Chodesh Tishrei. There's another pshat in the Shem Shmuel. He explains the Indian of Mevorchen HaChodesh is that there's a cycle of Chadoshim. It's always a renewal. Every Chodesh, a new Chodesh, part of the year, part of a cycle. And we want to be Mechaber. Klal Yisrael is Mechaber, Chodesh to Chodesh. We weave a thread through the Chadoshim and we take the Kedusha of the last Shabbos of the previous Chodesh, and we want to take that Kedusha of Shabbos and bring it into the next Chodesh. And that's the cycle, that's the Indian of Mevorach the Chodesh. Klal Yisrael is Mevorach the Chodesh. Rosh Hashanah, new Cheshbon. Rosh Hashanah is Hayoim Haras Oilom. And the emes, if you understand what it means that Rosh Hashanah is Yoim Adin, punkt, it's Yoim Adin, grad, it's Yoim Adin. It could have been on Yud Zayin, Sivan, and grad, they picked Tishrei, Aleph Tishrei. It's not grad, the Yoim Adin. It's Hayoim Haras Oilom. The Eibush, the emes, makes a Brias Oilom. Mechadesh Bechol Shono. The Bria. And that's why the whole Bria is Gedanta. Eberster is again reassessing. Machin nochem olkilu Bria sa'olam. Hayoim. On Rosh Hashanah, Haras sa'olam. By the Bria sa'olam originally, it was Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim. And that first time, it was before Klal Yisrael was created. The purpose of the Bria sa'olam was Bishvil Yisrael. It was before that. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yitaka asked, Mo'enish kisis kirenu, and there was a hachwato, Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim. We blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, that's Yena Vayipach Ba'apov. Klal Yisrael, who is already here, on one hand it's Taka Briyas Ha'olam Echadosh, but B'chol Zeh is different than the first time around, because there is already a Klal Yisrael. There was already Matan Torah, there's already Klal Yisrael, and we blow the shofar, and that's Vayipach Ba'apov Nishmas Chayim. But on the other hand, Rosh Hashanah is Be'etzem a new Cheshbon. It's not attached to the Chodesh before. And that's the idea that there's no Mevorach on a Chodesh. Klal Yisrael is not Mevorach the Chodesh, like we're bringing in Tishrei, we're Mechaber Elot to Tishrei. It's Taka, totally new Cheshbon. Hayim Haras Olam, it's a new start. A new Cheshbon. Now every Chodesh, Klal Yisrael is Mevorach. If I saw state in Svarim, Chodesh Tishrei, Taka, there's no Shabbos Mevorachim. Klal Yisrael is not Mevorach. The Eberster is Mevorach, the Chodesh. What's the bracha of the Eberster's bracha for Brichas HaChodesh? Atem Nitzovim Hayoim Kulchem Ufnei Hashem Olikichem. That's the bracha, that's the Eberster get. That's the Shabbos Mevorchim, it always comes out then. That's the Shabbos Mevorchim of Chodesh Tishrei. Atem Nitzov Mayim Kulchem. What state on their bracha? Atem Nitzov Mayim Kulchem. Rashi said that the MS, Klal Yisrael heard all of the Toichacha, all of the Klolos, the Tzadiches Klolos. And another Mem Tes Shebateres Koyinim. Hoi Riku Pneim. V'omru Miyuchal Amid Be'elu. How will we be able to survive so many Klolos? Hischel Moshe Lefaisel, Moshe Rabbeinu gave them a pius, he was Mephais them. Don't worry, atem mitzovim hayoim, harbe yichastem lomokim, v'lei ose eschem kliya, harei atem kayomim lefonov, don't worry, everything's going to be besaved. It's not the maisa. It was a toichacha, it was klolus, it's a eretz bezach, it's for real. Kolo oimra kodesh baruch hu vatron. It's an ishta zeh. To what's made, Moshe Rabbeinu was mefayis them, atem mitzovim. He's machin avek, he's machin avek the whole toichacha. It's the most positive pshat, that the Teretz licked in the Rashi alein Hayriku Pneim. Rav Eli Lafian talks about it in this gang. Hayriku Pneim. Moshe Rabbeinu saw that Klal Yisrael turns green. The purpose of the Teretz is lav davka, that it has to actually happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to mete out the punishment. Now the pshat is he wanted to make sure that we realize that it's takazei. Zok Moshe Rabbeinu, I saw that you really understood the message. Hayriku Pneim. They understood that it's taka erent, it's nishkin galechter. Moshe Rabbeinu said, then it's beseder, then it's atam mitzvah. If you got the message, then you don't have to have the teichacha. And Bemis, it's a Mefurash Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mafir Ad Mitzav. And then he continued. I'm Pasuk going to say over some Pesukim. Pen Yeshbachem Isha Yisha Yimishpacha Yishavet. Maybe you'll have a member or a group of Klal Yisrael. But Shrat Nandish. Asher Lavavi Poina Hayoyimim Hashem Alikeinu. When there's a Zorach, Nei, we'll let us love it. It's like, hey, I'll go in my hand. Pen Yeshbachem Sherish Pari Rosh Velanoi. And when he hears the Divrei Ha'ol HaZois, he's not in the spoil. This Baruch Bilvavi Leim, he doesn't to be Hariku Pneim. No. His Baruch Bilvavi Sholem Yeli, he says, I'm the Seder. Bishmiris Libi Eilech. Lo Yoiva Hashem Sloyach Loi. Ki Oz, Yesh An Af Hashem Mekinos Yedushahu, V'rov Tzaboy Kolo Ola HaKsubo V'Sefer Hazeh. Then, Kipshutoi Kimashmoi, the Toichach is going to happen to him. So that's mamash what the Pasuk is saying. The Eved they gave the Toichach, and the Eved Kreisel got the message. Hariku Pneim. It was Hariku Pneim, they took it ernst. Then it's Pesach. Pen Yesh Bechem, someone was trapped on this. Then Taki, you need to choose the Shal Mikra. Dvorim Kichsol, I'm getting rash. V'rov Tzaboy Kol Ha'olak, Sufa Besei Frezeh. So it's Taki, the Atam Mitzvah is a Pius. If you realize that the Teichah was real. Chasam Soifer says it a little different, this Knech. He says, he talks about this person that's Misborech, Bulvovei Leymar, Sholem Yili, Vos Namach Tavek Tegan Tzadach. The Chasam Soifer says, we know that Tshuva Me'ava, the Zodan even turns into a Schus. So maybe you have a Chocham Echod, Vastrach, Adarav, I'll do a verse, Echtev Oshuv, Echtev Oshuv, Echtev Yom HaKippur Mechaper, Mishnah in Yuma, Gan Tzasugya, Echtev Oshuv. And more than that, his Baruch Bilvavi Leimer Sholem Yili, he had a plan. Evetona Sacha Veres, Fakeret. The more Chazer he eats now, when it's Nasa Zodoin, Nebach Luschuyois, Psar Kochim, Fakeret. It's Nebuch to mitzvahs. He has a game plan. The Mishnah tells us that it's not going to work. Loyma speaking beyond the last is tshuva. Oh, but that's his plan. So then it won't work. Loyoy Vashem. It's not going to happen. He says, even Sharf over there, he says, Be'etzin, what happens? The person Taka did an Aveira, and he Taka went to a Mokum where he wasn't supposed to go. But when he did tshuva me'ava, it's not his chuyas. So what happens? Comes now into Oilam Emes. He was really in a Psnishtazah Gevaldika place. Comes to the Oilam Emes. Comes an Adam that I made. You were in the Beis Medrash learning, studying, Nasis Chuyas. He says, Taka, if it was really true that you really did an Aveira, you weren't with a Cheshvan of Echtev Oshev, that's what happens, Nasis Chuyas. But by Yen Echtev Oshevnik, when I made, he had this plan, and he's going to happen Chuyas this way, and he learns it into the Psukim, it won't work. He said, but come an Adam Zoymimin. Taka, you'll have Nasis Chuyas, and it's going to come, they're going to say, that you're in the Beis Medrash. Of it, come and imonu ha'yisem v'mok employ me voice show. It's a good game. No, that's when it's not working. When it's the echt of a oshuv, but come and eat him zayin. So that's one shot here in the Torah. Atem nitzavim. The Eber said, if it was hayriku pneiim, then you got the message. That's it. If you don't, then lo yoyi v'Hashem sloyach lo. Efshalik to oyche nochazach atem nitzavim ayoyin kulchem. Kulchem, Klal Yisrael as a tzibur, not as a yochid. Betzim, there's a whole shaila in the poiskim. This is Negei Labina, Shabbos Aryeh, and other achronim. They talk about it. What's the status? Rishayim ready? The Rosh and the end of Rosh Hashanah. Shulchan Aruch. What's the status of Rosh Hashanah? It's a yomtiv. You're supposed to have sudis. Well, fakeret. It's mamash of pachad ve'aim of the yom adin. You're supposed to fast. It's a machlokes rishonim. It's mutter to fast on Rosh Hashanah. It's a mitzvah to fast on Rosh Hashanah. It's osur to fast on Rosh Hashanah. It's a very complex day. On one hand, Klal Yisrael is loyvish levonim, and it's a simcha, and it's a yomtiv. And on the other hand, it's yoyim adin. How taken are the two things shtim? So there's a diik, the lashon of the Rosh, the achronim amadayik. Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, loyvish levonim, v'oichlin, v'shoysim, v'smeichim, v'Rosh Hashanah, l'fi sheyoyvim sheyakodesh baruch hu yaseh lohem neis. They know that Klal Yisrael, the Eibishter knows that Hashem is going to make for them Lashon Rabim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make for them a nes. For the Yochid, it's Pachat Pachodim. But for Klal Yisrael, Loiv Shem Levonim, every Yochid of Klal Yisrael Levada, who spears the Chid, that he's taka part of Klal Yisrael, Loiv Shem Levonim, Betuchim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yasel Lehem Nes. Klal Yisrael as a whole, it's a different cheshbon. And that's the teretz. Atan nitzav mayem kolchem. There's a toicha copy the yochid. Bemis is taka chilik in the two toichas. There's a chilik between the toicha of parshas b'chukoisai and the toicha of parshas kisavoi. The Torah of Parshas Bechukosai is Voloshin Rabin. So there's Nechamas at the end of it. The Torah of Mishnah Torah is Klapi every Yochid. There's no Nechamas. To the Yochid, there's Yechidim that are going to totally get Shemashed. But as the Tzibur, Loif Shem Levon and Betuchim Shakadosh Baruch Hu Yassel on this. So the Eitz is, the Alta Mikelem, Andor spoke out this Indian, that it's Kedai, Nochutz, Mumlatz, it's Kedai, it's Eitz HaToyva, to be Shayach to the Tzibur, to be oisik mitzorchei tzibur, to be doig for the tzibur, for other people, for the yechidim, for tzibur, sayin ruchnius, sayin gashmius, it's kedai to be doig who makes it all the tzibur, because then you have to become shaykhus to the tzibur. You shaykhus to the tzibur, then it's not going to be, avdem is atam nitzavim hayoyim kulchem. Betzim, it's atam nitzavim hayoyim kulchem. Hayoyim, always, there's a lot of psukim like that. Before, hayoyim means Rosh Hashanah. There's a lot of psukim that go like that. When it says hayoyim, it means hayoyim, hayoyim, harasoyim, it means Rosh Hashanah. There's a zoyar that brings the pasuk in Malachim by the Shunamis that Elisha asks her, what's the matzim? And she says, v'toymer b'soich ami anoichi yosheves. Of the zoyar, be'erif, the loshim, the toichan advarim, that b'shas adin, it's kedai for a barnash, lo yisparish barnash b'l'chaydoi. A person shouldn't separate himself and stand alone. Lo yiboyil inish l'sparishim ibein amah. He has to be shy to Klal Yisrael, because then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was making mishtayich him like a part of Klal Yisrael. B'soich ami anoichi yosheves. Now, in a practical term, on a practical life, in a person's taka should be oisik in helping others. Agansi or avada, agansi or aber. Fardi yoy madin, that's a special eitzah for an atan mitzav mayom kolchem, to be shy. But there's a knetch over here. Zokt as Oilam Hazeh is the MS a very, very expensive hotel. It's a very expensive hotel. It's a ganz fancy hotel. This is Dobas Sarayim Chafen. Ober, there's a price, there's a bill at the end, and it's a very expensive bill. What can you do when someone is working for part of a company, he's working for a business, he's working for something, he doesn't foot the bill? It's on the cheshbon. It goes on the cheshbon. Someone that's here for himself, so he foots the bill. There's a bill at the end of it, at the end of the road, at the end of the trip, at the end of the thing, there's a bill. Someone that's coming, b'chlal, his whole attitude, he's a part of Klal Yisrael. Even in his egen avoda, he's a chelik of Klal Yisrael over here. There's a neshidish mas Klal Yisrael. Er spirit of a chelik of Klal Yisrael. It's a different cheshbon. It's a different cheshbon with him. So there is a medrash tanchuma of an orth over here also. Atam nitzav v'mayoyim. So the Medrash Tanchuma says, "Ma hayoyim meir pa'am mafil." Sometimes the day, it could be a cloudy day, it could be a sunny day. Af aten Klal Yisrael also kishafeu lechem osid lahar lechem. Even when it's dark and it's cloudy and it's gloomy, Kadosh Baruch Hu's mavtiach, he's going to make us afterwards light up. V'hoyel lecha oir oilam. Shirtos the Medrash Tanchuma. Eim osai bizman shetiyu kulchem aguda achas shenemer chayim kulchem hayoyim. The Medrash continues, "Benoch sheba oilam and noitel adam agudah shel kanim." A person takes a whole bundle, a brunch of reeds. Shema yochel the shabram. It's possible to break an entire bundle of reeds. The vasachas, v'ilu noitel achas, afilu tinoik meshabram. One little reed, a straw, a baby could break it. One page of a phone book, anyone could rip apart. Ganz a phone book. If she yechid yischula, benishte. The tzamin. But I'm saying here not only for the Klal Yisrael, the Yochid also, as there is a Klal Yisrael yid, it's under a cook, the Eber to cook at the Mamesh. There's a Meshach Chochma that we can still suit to this also, but it's with under a Mahalach, but invited as Yisoid of Klal Yisrael. It's Kedai, it aids it to be a Klal Yisrael yid. The Gemara says that Shuvah Meira, this doinus turned into Shgogas. Shuvah Me'ava, this doinus mamish are never into Shuyas. So what's the title Shuvah Meira, Shuvah Me'ava? Zok the Meshach Chochma, Parshas Vayelach. Shuvah Meira is Charoto Dehashta, from the Musogim in the Dorim. Shuvah Me'ava is Charoto Demeikor. That's what he says. Now, by a neder, we know you need to do charota de meikara, not a charota de hashta. But he brings a chubas, a rashba, and chubas a rashba state when someone made a neder, not on his own initiative, he was forced to make a neder. There was a din Torah, the Gabi Aksuba, the Gabi, whatever the din Torah was, and Bezdin in this certain cases, the certain sugyas, where Bezdin initiates a person should make a neder. It wasn't Sam on his own initiative. Zok the Rashi and Shuva, as a neder that you were forced into, Charata de Meikar is also enough. You don't have to mamash have Charata de Meikar. A neder you made on your own, you need to be Oikar with Meikar. A neder that you were forced into, Bezdin, whatever reason, forced you into it, it's enough Charata de Hashta. Up there, everyone is a guf and a neshama, and that's a person's life. There's a tug of war between his guf and his neshama. And the guf wants to do the avera, the neshama, the das, the nefesh, that doesn't want to do the avera. It never did. The koyfen oise achigoyme roitzani be'emes, and the person, by the way, is not his guf. Your guf is a nal. That's mechasa on the bottom part of your neshama. You are your neshama, right? Your neshama is you. That's the ikr you. I had a guf for a couple of years over here. That's not the ikr. But in this world, it's the part you see, the part you feel. And you have the always this vikuach, and the guf and the neshama, and sometimes it does the mitzvah, sometimes it does the averis. When you're doing the tshuva, if you do tshuva miyira, charata the hashta, so that charata, for the neshama, it's enough. The neshama was forced into this. The neshama didn't want to do it. The neshama was in the situation of averi here, not on its own initiative. The guf is what pushed them into it. So the tshuva miyira, the charata, the hashta is enough. But the guf, that on his own went and did it, it's not enough. So it turns into a shgoga. What's a shgoga? A shgoga is a maisa, a trukin and maisa, but without the das. You didn't do it bizarrely. There's no das, but you did it. A shgoga is like that. A shgoga. So when you do that tshuva miyira, the zodin becomes a shgoga. The neshama already pulled it off because the tshuva, the charata, the hashta was enough for that neshama. Are you still left with the guf aver? When you do tshuva me'ava, that's charata de me'kara, that totally takes care of the aver. Fear tois de neshe chochma, this is the chilek, this is negei os. Hani niwi, when you're looking at a yochid. Or he says, Klal Yisrael! Klal Yisrael is dobek to Rabbani Shloimeh. Klal Yisrael, avada, the guf of Klal Yisrael, avada only wants to do Rakan Hashem. Amol, there's an aver echad. Kleinsol is mole, sheish meis elef evarim, and amol is an aver that does something wrong. Over the klal Yisrael, even the guf of klal Yisrael, the etzem, didn't want to do the aver. So, klapi klal Yisrael, the tshuva meira also already does everything. On the yachid, you need to have the charot of the meikara to totally liberate. If mekuk klal Yisrael did, then the charot, because the klal Yisrael nishkevot. So that was this inyan that Atem Nitzav Mayoim Kulchem. Kulchem. Gans Klal Yisrael. There's a Toicha, but if you stand as Klal Yisrael, Atem Nitzav Mayoim. The Pasuk continues though. Atem Nitzav Mayoim Kulchem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. That's another derher. And that's actually another teretz here to the Toicha. Another teretz. Right, Shomu, Tzadiches Klovis, Minucha Lami Be'elu. A person has to realize that he's misbattled himself to the Rabbanu Shloim. A person realizes that everything is up to the Rabbanu Shloim. His kokul is battle himself to the Rabbanu Shloim. There's an under yachas of the Rabbanu Shloim to him. The yachas of Yid to the Rabbanu Shloim is kifi via fashtekas. There's a word. Say state in the pasuk. Esa einai el haharim. Person looks up and he sees the har. The har is all of his averis. He sees a mountain of averis. Esa einai el haharim. Vazal aton. May ayin yovei ezri. From making himself ayin, from making himself totally misbatal. There is a garnish. That he's kol kuli. He realizes he's kol kuli. Talin the rabbanu shloim yovei ezri. From that's going to come back his ezra. From that's going to come his ezra. The pasuk in Tehillim we say it in Sliches. V'salachta l'avoinenu ki rabhu. V'salachta l'avoinenu ki rabhu. We say a whole ariches of Shemayat Tefillin. Then we say v'salachta l'avoinenu ki rabhu. Then it says the pasuk in Tehillim. V'salachta l'avoini ki rabhu. The pasuk pshat people think it's ki rabhu the averus. We have a lot of averus. But Rashi in Tehillim, Rashi explains the pasuk. V'salachta l'avoini. Ki Rav, because the Rabbanu Shloim is Rav, the Rabbanu Shloim is Grois, the Rabbanu Shloim Gibalt, the Eberster is so gross, he's able to be Selech Tavoyin. Someone that's so big, he's able to be Selech Omoich. I heard from Hashem, Rabbi Baruch Zatzal. He said, that's the Pshad in Slichas. We say the whole Arichas of Shenei Tefillah. And if you look at the Pesukim there, it's a Pesuk of the Zimraza before the, by Slichas, the Hashem Hashem is like the Shemon Esrei. That's the Maisa Tefillah. And the Shemei Tefillah that we say before, and the Pizmoina, that's like the Pesuk of the Zimra. And the Ikra Maisa Tefillah is the Yud Gimel Midas. But you could say that Shemei Tefillah is the Pshad. It's talking colloquially about the goddess of the Rabbein Shalom. Because if you're Mayrach and you Taka Red Zechayin and you understand and you ingrain in yourself the goddess of the Rabbein Shalom, then you're able to start asking Slichas, Yisalachta la'avineinu ki Ravu, the Eberst is a Zoy Grois. I'm afraid the Eberst is a Zoy Grois. Esa Eina El Harim, Me'ayin Yav Yezif, Me'ayin Mizbat the Torah to the Rabbein Shalom, you could Taka get Slichu Mechino. There's a Medrash. We say it also in Slichas Duchas of this Lashon. V'chanoisi es asher ochoin, v'richanti es asher arachim. We say by Slichas, we say by Yom Neroim. V'chanoisi es asher ochoin, v'richanti es asher arachim. It's a medrash. Nishmois in Parshat Kisisa over there. V'oitz ha-shoah, this is when Moshe Rabbeinu asked to be massive the Rabbeinu Shalom. V'oitz ha-shoah, herol ha-kodesh baruch was called oitz v'shal matan schar. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to understand the Anhoga, to be massive the Anhoga of HaKadosh Baruch. The Eberster showed Moshe Rabbeinu he had a whole bunch of oitzers that are mesukin for the tzaddikim, and the Eberster was explaining him the different oitzers. Oitzer zelami, oitzer zelami she oise mitzvus, the oitzer zelami she magadol yisoyim, oitzer zelami lemi she loy metoyim. Then there was a very big oitzer, raw oitzer gadol, Omar, oitzer zushelmi, the big oitzer, Omar lo yakadosh baruch hu. Misha Yeshla, someone that Taka has to deserve from one of the Oitzeris, Ani Noisim Loi Mischare, I give him from one of the Oitzeris I mentioned before. Misha Engloi, Ani Noisim Loi Chinom, Ani Noisim Loi Mizah, I give him from this big Oitzer. That's the big Oitzer, someone that doesn't deserve. That's the big Oitzer. Chav Gitrap, yeah, that's a big Oitzer. Asach mentioned, I'm waiting online by that Oitzer. Progress the one. The voice tells Asach. Shem Yishmur says, that's the big Oitzer. That's Taka the Oitzer. And that's our Domeh Pesliches also. Someone that's Oymed and Makir and realizes, Asher Eloi. So Kumpmir, a couple of mitzvahs, Epis Abyssal Gatan, Da, Ahin, Zerit. So Kumpmir Epis, the little bit that we did, Lekach Noitzarta, Halavai, Halavai we did enough. Misha Eloi, he's Makir that it's Eloi. That's Vechanoisi Asher Ochoin, Verichantis Asher Arachim. There's another pasuk that says, "Vani tfilasi l'cha Hashem eis rotzon." So the Medrash says in Dvarim, "Shari tfila pa'amim psuchim pa'amim neulim, avol shari tshuva la'olam psuchim." The Medrash is mechalav between tfila and shuv. Tfila is sometimes open, sometimes not. Shuv is always open. The Medrash continues and makes a comparison between a mikvah and a yam, and it compares tfila to a mikvah, and says tfila is like a mikvah. Sometimes it's open, sometimes it's not. The shari tefila, amol it's open, amol it's not. What do you mean amol it's open? Shad is the mikvah, lav daf, it always works. Mikvah you have to, and the tefila also, you have to make sure, by mikvah, and by tefila, they have to be cold, cool in the mikvah. It has to be a mikvah sholei. The mikvah has to have, our boy himself, 960 lugin, in a mikvah, right? From El, till Yom Kippur is 40 days. Not even a yisasa, that's 960 hours. That you need all 960 hours. Mishkan comes to start on Chof Hei. Just be read enough then. But the ganze Elul with the ganze Yom Kippur, that's the mikvah. A mikvah for Amim Pesuchim, for Amim Nulin, it's a ganze, you have to do with the ganze Avoid. Shuva is like a yam. So the Shem Yishmol explains, yam is the pshat. A person that's mamish on the ocean, he fell off the boat, and he's hanging on one stick in the middle of the yam. He kolkula realizes that he's in Gansan totally in the Rabbeinu Shalom. He lost everything. He knows he has nothing. That works. That's not pa'amim pesuach, pa'amim no. Someone comes to the akara, asher einloi, kedalim ucheroshim defakti lasecha. This is the hair. I think from Moftali they say. We come into the Eibush the Kedalim Chorashim. A person, the Emes, has an attitude. He comes to Rosh Hashanah. He takes stock of his situation. Zokter Hazeh. Baruch Hashem. I have a wife. I have a few kids. I have my health. I have my job. I have my matzev in Ruchnius. Nishkosh. This is the matzev Azoy and Azoy. And that is the Rabbani Shloim. Next year, Chodesh Azoy good. Efshe Betzer Abyssal. Nishkal Yimachim. But, you know, the matzev is status quo. Nay. Hayim Haras Oilom. Yibach Ba'apav Nishmas Chayim. Starting from scratch. Kedalim Chiroshim Lepak Milosech. You're starting again. You don't have a wife. You don't have kids. You don't have the job. You don't have your matzev. You're starting from zero. You're starting afresh. No Shabbos and Baruch. Starting afresh. A fresh cheshbon. Kedalim Chiroshim Lepak Milosech. I think that's also Efshed Epshat and Avinu Malkeinu. The famous kasha from the Dubna Magid. Avinu Malkeinu. We ask all the bakoshes in Avinu Malkeinu. And at the end we say, Ki ein banu masim. Cash or credit? Neither. Chodesh was it's all. Chutzpah. Best bazoifu bakoshes. And at the end, I don't have what to pay. Pshat is, and it's taka, it's good. It's not saying Avinu Malkeinu. Understand us. An under a cook in Avinu Malkeinu. When you say the old Avinu Malkeinu's, Einu Nachanat. Avinu! Malkeinu, you're chazering again and again. You're realizing. Avinu and Malkeinu, I'm realizing the Eibush is Avinu. I'm realizing the Eibush is Malkeinu. And I'm taka makir that, and I'm nothing, and I only have the Rabbanu Shalom. He's our father, he's our king. Kenach Betin! Zachreinu Azoy, Kasveinu Azoy. Because it's that's not dumb. I'm makir taka that it's Einoid Muvadoi, Avinu Malkeinu. And that's how you're going through to Bakoshes. So that's how we're reading Pshat in the Pasuk over here. Atem Nitzavim Hayoim. We said, Hayoim is Rosh Hashanah. First of all, Kulchem. Kulchem Klal Yisrael, Vana Klal Yisrael Yid. And to realize B'fnei Hashem Alekeichem, Ein Lanu Muvadoi, Ein Lanu Almi Lishoim, nor after Rabbani Shlom. And that's the Teretz to the Pius. If a person has Geitzu Azoi, then it's Atam Nitzav Magim. State later in the Parsha, Umo Hashem Es Levavcha Ve Es Levav Zarecha, state in Sfarim that that's the Rosh Tevis of El. That's the Rosh Tevis of El. And that's why the Baal Turim said that's why in El it's Takanog Ulahashkim to start saying Slichis from Ashchaydish. In Mati Moshe state that Atem Nitzavim Ayoyim is Gematria Lamoy Lasliches. Yeah. On one hand, the Bemis, it's a new year. We said it's a totally fresh start. But it's not like the first time there was a Bria Sa'ilah. There is a Klal Yisrael here. And it's a new cycle starting of a Wimoyer with the Shofar, Ma'ipach Ba'apach. So there's a system how it has to get started. It's Fantam Lasliches. Over how the Ella looks, in spite of the fact that we said it's Taka totally new, over it's Vida Ella Kuktois, that's how the Tishrei is going to look. And that's why Yomol Hashem Eslevavcha Veslevav is Rosh Tevis Elo, but Eslevavcha Veslevav is Soif Tevis Tikosev. How your Elo will look, what's left of it, that's how a person is Taka Zoicha to be Tikosev. Rabbaran writes, Mrs. Rabbaran, Moira de Gazach, El has a Bezundere Skula from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom Kippur, has a special Skula Sazman. It's those 40 days that, of the middle days of the 40 days, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mavakash Slicha. No, the last 40 days is that Moshe Rabbeinu, and then he finally brought the Luchos Shniyos, he brought back the Chibur between Klal Yisrael and the Rabbanu Shel Olam. So he says it's special days. But you have to know how to use it, and if you don't use it right, he gives a moshel, not a moshel, a chazal that says that Dovid HaMelech vayichasu ba'begodim v'lo yicham loy. And the Medrash says why Dovid HaMelech wasn't able to be neschamim from a beged, because he was mezalzel in beged. He cut off the knaf beged of Shaul, so Dovid HaMelech was mezalzel in beged. Beged is something that's mechamim. that the Melech was mezalzel in that mitzvah. If you mezalzel in Azam mitzvah, it's not going to work for you afterwards. He says, if you mezalzel, Elul is the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It's there, whether you want it or you're not wanting it, it's a mitzvah. If you use up that mitzvah, gevalt. If you don't use it productively and correctly, it won't work for you afterwards. And then he says scary words, the governor's an egal yomim haboyim u lishonim haboyim for andri yar noichet. For the next years, a person has to know to utilize Elul. Eventually, there comes a stage. V'lo yicham loy. A person's v'zalzman, a mitzias, that's how it works, that's a klal. A mitzias, someone's v'zalzman, won't work for him afterwards. A person has to know that there's a mitzias from Elul. He has to know how to use it. Now, that is the time of making Kabbalas. Oh, but everyone says that you're not supposed to make such hoichel kabbalas that won't last more than a few days or a few weeks. A person has to make a kabbalah that he knows, that he thinks, that he's not holding by, that he'll be able to do it and last for the whole year. Right? Like the mashal of someone that had to get to a certain trip, he had to go to a certain city, and he had enough money to buy only a third class ticket. But instead of buying a third class ticket, he bought a first class ticket, but then he was only able to go a certain distance, so he got off in the middle of Tavis, in the middle of the Midbar. That's what happens. You have to make the right Kabbalah that it doesn't leave you out in the cold in the long winter. On the other hand, Avada, another derher and a purpose in the Yom Ne'rom is a famous vort that says in Parshas Emor, Lahazir Gedoylem Alaktanim. It's a vort, Lahazir is what Parshas means to warn, but there's a vort that it means Lahazir to shine. Lahazir Gedoylem Alaktanim, the Grois Ateg, the big days, the days of Yom Ne'roim, of Seres Mechuvah, of Elul, these big days, shine up on the small days. In these days, the person acts differently, even if sometimes he knows it's not going to last through Agantzio. But there's a different anhaga. There's a different anhaga. And the pshat is Lahazir Gedel Malaktanim. If a person tactically reaches Madregas in these days, even if he's not holding by it afterwards, on a cold day in Shvat, he could warm the chop and remember the shine, Lahazir Gedel Malaktanim. He had the musag up upon him in Azam Madregas. One more nakuda, it's very important, is a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Perek Beis, Hinani nishpoit oischa al omrecha loy chatosi. The Eibusha says, I'm going to be shoifet you because you said loy chatosi. Meredik a pasuk. The mishpat is not for the chait. On the chait, lehivit oven biyakov. The Eibusha is mevater on the chait, Eibusha. Lahibit Oven B'Yakev is grad the gematria Rachamim, and it's gematria Tzibur, which we spoke before. Just some. Lahibit Oven B'Yakev is gematria Tzibur. Rachamim. Oh, but the Ikrit Fi is Hinani Nishpat Oischa al Omrucha Loicha Tosi. A person's attitude is, I didn't do anything wrong. Indifference. Adishut, he's saying. A person's indifferent to the Matzav. That's already a Shrek L'Chazach. Worse than the Chait Alein is the indifference, not even realizing. Rabbi Zion Brook says, he remembers he was once in the forest, this is some in World War I. They were hiding in the forest somewhere, and it was Mamashim, it's a wild place, and they heard noises of animals. Aroyas, Arya Yishoy, Arya Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Rosh Hanarava. Arya Yishoy, Mila Yira, they were Mamashim, there was a pachet b'cham, a kvutz of Yeshiva Bachram, and they were Mamashim, Shrek l'chaskir, they didn't know where the lion's coming from. And they saw another group of people that garnished. It wasn't making a Roshim on them. They thought how brave these people are, where did they come from? And then they have that they're deaf. You just hear. You don't hear me. You don't hear. You don't hear. That being totally indifferent. So when I'm old, there was a person his whole parnosa, he was a smuggler. And his whole parnosa was once a year. Once a year he would bring in smuggling a huge amount of schayra into the Medina. It was a once a year that he had to do through one night. He made the arrangements, he worked on a month in advance, but there was the night where he had to mamish. And for states, we're talking in those times, if he's caught, achas bina lahomis, gzadin mos, No chance. This guy, the whole year, it's one day in the middle of the winter that he does his thing, and that's going to be his parnasa for the year. Or Beragansiyar, the day after, ready, the new trip, the next cycle here, he's Meitzar V'doyik. Maybe one of his partners or one of the people that he works with, one of the goyim even that helps him out, that handles the whole geshichte over here, is going to be mastering on him. Pachad Pachadim, he lives in Pachad the whole year. Abisim Kedai, this is his parnasa, this is the parnasa that he picks. Or Beragansiyar, he's in Pachad the ganze year. He has some other of the main guys that are helping him out. You know, they're not mamish involved in it the whole time, but like 2-3 months before, they're also starting getting involved in the more intricate details of exactly when, where, what, the details. Then you have the goyim that 2 weeks before they talk higher than for the actual, you know, he's not there overseeing the operation, but they have the chevra that are, you know, on hands doing it. I don't know if they get killed, but they're also, you know, they're going to get in jail maybe also for a shtick side. It's not pashit. A week or two before when the mom is getting involved, they're also getting, you know, nervous a little bit. And then there's some guys, you know, a little chilled out about it, but 2 days before, says a shrek, and v'shas maisa, during the operation, it's quiet, there's a pachad, there's a tense situation. This story is from 150 years ago. The horses just ride right through. It makes no difference. The ferret, it doesn't make a difference. Mamash, b'shas maisa! This is the time. If they're caught now, everyone shmeis. The horses also, everything. The guns, hakoil, cheirim lamela. The horses drive right through. Nothing's happening. I think the nimshal is moving me'elof. That's the point I wanted to bring out. Andere against yours el, andere el is el, andere erev Rosh Hashanah, apartheid freer, the days of slichas, and the ferret on Rosh Hashanah itself escaped. And that's what it says. It says, kibnei morin. Kibnei morin, like shepsalach, a person's counting out his sheep, and let's say he wants the mice of the hamel, he wants to bring karbonis, or he wants to eat the sheep. He's counting them out, and he marks them. This one I'm going to keep in the pen, and this one I'm going to take to the shecht. And all the sheep are dancing one by one, climbing and jumping. Kibnei morin, they jump into the. That's how the guy counts them. The sheep doesn't even realize. We go through the yom hadin, kibnei morin. We don't need them. Ezel lechayim, ezel lemavus. We don't realize. You know. Tafchaven abissel, vastutzach da. If it's not the whole year, but abissel, as we get closer, so we must oirzayin and realizing that we're coming to the yom hadin, and we'll zal kol echad ve'echad, and the ganze tzibur zoyche zayin the din time.